is already pre-cooked. It's just a matter of warming up or adding water for us. Over. Yes, actually we can see the weather here on Earth. It's beautiful from here. The view is great. We can see things like hurricanes, which we watched a few weeks ago, going over near Houston, in fact. And then we've also seen, you can see fronts and you can see thunderstorms. And it's an incredible view from here. Over. And actually at night, stand by, I have one other comment. At night we can even see thunderstorms. You can see the lightning dancing from cloud to cloud. It's very beautiful. Over. Actually, we orbit the Earth, so every hour and a half, we circle the Earth. We're going at 17,500 miles per hour, and so every 90 minutes, we are orbiting the Earth. But we don't pass over the same place on Earth, because below us, the Earth itself is actually rotating. And so we get to see a large variety of the ground as it goes by underneath us, as well as us passing over many different places as we orbit. Over. Actually, that's a very good question. We can see the auroras. They're beautiful from here. And the solar, and these are caused by the solar effects from solar radiation. And so we are exposed to a higher level of radiation here at 240 miles above the Earth or so. But the magnetosphere of the Earth still protects us from most of the radiation. Over. Well, it took a year and a half of training for basic astronaut training once I was selected. And after that, then I was selected for this flight, and that took almost 3 years of training. And before that, becoming an astronaut required an advanced degree and a lot of work in the field. And so that's some of the requirements that the selection committee looks for in selecting the astronauts. And we have astronauts of all kinds from various fields in science and mathematics, engineering. And so we have a pretty wide variety of backgrounds for the astronauts. Over. Actually, we do recycle the water from our breath. We collect the condensate from the air, so condensate from our breath and our sweat is collected throughout the day. And we recycle that water. We don't recycle the urine, however, so we aren't recycling all water. Over. So because it is so beautiful to see the Earth passing by below us. But we can read and do email. And actually we have a cell phone that we are able to use. It's a software phone that uses our KU communication capability. Over. That's a good question. We do have to do a lot of exercise up here in order to maintain our cardiovascular fitness and our strength. Because up here we don't have to stand and use against gravity. So we have to concentrate on our training. And we actually train for about 2 hours every day on either a treadmill, which we have a special harness to pull us down to the treadmill, or on a cycle ergometer. Or we have a good exercise device called the resistive exercise device that simulates some of the effects of lifting weights. Over. Actually, everyone tells me that coming back on to Earth after being in space, you have an incredible sensation of how everything feels so heavy. My commander, Larry Corzoon, flew on the Mir for 6 months, and he says that for the first few days, everything will seem so heavy as we become reaccustomed to gravity. Over. Thanks very much for the questions. I really appreciate it. And I hope all the Boy Scouts enjoyed being able to communicate with the space station. This is it.